Vocabulario. Okay, Annie, it's time to look at some new words. Well, they're not new words this time, actually. They are ordinal numbers. The 20th, the 30th, the 40th, the 50th, etc., etc. This is simply a wonderful opportunity to review those problematic ordinals. Okay, as you know, ordinals are much, much easier in English than they are in Spanish. So I'm going to test you on your Spanish.
All right.
How do we say 20th in Spanish?
Vigésimo.
How do we say 30th?
Trigésimo.
Y ahora sin leer, a ver. A ver, ¿cómo se dice? Es que nadie lo sabe. ¿Cómo se dice 40th in Spanish?
Cuatrigésimo.
Cuadragésimo. Cuadra. How do we say 50th in Spanish?
Quincuagésimo.
Muy bien, quincuagésimo. 60th.
Sexagésimo.
70th. Come on, you can do it.
Septigésimo.
Septuagésimo.
Septuagésimo.
And 80th.
Octogésimo.
Octogésimo, muy bien. Y 90th.
Novogésimo.
Nonagésimo.
Nonagésimo.
En inglés es 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th, 90th. No me digas más que el inglés no es fácil. Bien, Joan y no Joan. Joan nació el día 20.
Joan was born on the 20th.
Joan was born on the 20th. Joan is a girl's name, ¿ok?
Mm-hmm.
Es como Juana. La conferencia tendrá lugar el día 30.
The conference will take place on the 30th.
The conference will take place on the 30th. Muy bien. Karen va a celebrar sus 40 años en un restaurante griego.
Karen is celebrating her 40th in a Greek restaurant.
Good. We don't need to say her 40th birthday. It's enough to say her 40th. Mm-hmm. Okay. When we're talking about birthdays above 20, we can just say the ordinal number. Okay.
Okay.
He's celebrating his 21st. She's celebrating her 80th. Okay. Before 20, we tend to say her 15th birthday.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's the way it is. Okay. Okay, the next one. Terence y Margaret van a celebrar sus 50 años de matrimonio el mes que viene.
Terence and Margaret are celebrating their 15th.
Not their 15th, sino their 50th.
The 50th.
Their 50th.
Terence and Margaret are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary next month.
Okay, anniversary, not anniversary, anniversary.
Anniversary.
Eso es, their 50th wedding anniversary next month. Annie, it's your birthday today, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you celebrating your 20th or your 21st?
My 20th.
Your 20th. The next one. Para los 60 años de Alan, Anne le va a llevar a París en un viaje sorpresa.
For Alan's 60th, Anne is taking him on a surprise trip to Paris.
Okay, on a surprise trip, not surprise trip.
Surprise.
La sorpresa es tu pronunciación. A surprise trip, not a surprise trip. A surprise trip.
A surprise trip.
Good. To?
Paris.
To Paris, good. For Alan's 60th, Anne is taking him on a surprise trip to Paris. ¿Qué vais a hacer para los 70 años de Irene?
What are you going to do for Irene's?
Irene's, in English.
Irene's.
Irene's.
Irene's 17th.
17th or 70th?
70th.
70th, okay?
70th.
When we're talking about ordinal numbers that correspond to tens, okay, we always add I-E-T-H, okay? 50th, 70th.
Okay.
Okay? Bueno, menos el décimo.
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué sería?
Tenth.
Bien, no estoy seguro de que llegue a los 80 años.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it to my 80th.
Good, to make it. I'm going to make it to my 80th or not. I don't know. Pues a este ritmo, desde luego, no. Good. ¿Merece la pena celebrar el 90th aniversario de la muerte de aquel actor? ¿En serio?
Is it worth celebrating the 90th anniversary of that actor's death?
Is it really worth celebrating the 90th anniversary of that actor's death? Pues no, ¿no?
No creo.
Pues pasamos a otro tema.